Hello, and welcome to our first episode of 2018 for The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. I'm really looking forward to the new year. 2017 was a really interesting year for me, but I'm really excited about 2018. And before we dive into what I wanted to talk about in this week's podcast, I did want to let you know that on January 8th and 9th, I'm going to be teaching again with Creative Live. You can find that up on creativelive.com, but I'm teaching an introduction to alternative processing. It's going to be a really, really cool two-day course. We're going to talk about how to create digital negatives. So if you've got a digital file of any kind, I'm going to show you how to turn that into a digital negative. And then I'm going to teach you how to print in cyanotypes, Van Dyke browns, and platinum palladium. And then we're going to showcase how to actually display that work, how you photograph it for social media, how you store it, and how you would go about sharing that alternative processing work since it's not done through a digital medium. It's going to be a really, really great time. It's going to be from 9 to 4 Pacific time. So I hope you can tune in. If you've never seen Creative Live, if you're actually watching it live, you can live stream it and you can see the class in its entirety for free at no charge. If you want to rewatch it or pick up any of the bonus materials I've created, you'd obviously have to purchase the class. But it'd be a really great opportunity if you have any interest in alternative photography and how to get started in one of the most amazing aspects of photography, which is blending the digital technologies of today with the great historical processes of the past. For this week's podcast, I really wanted to talk about a couple of things, and I'm not a big resolution person. I'm not a person who thinks that you look for flaws in your life and then you set an arbitrary date of January 1st and set a goal or a resolution of something you're going to try to fix and change. I'm a person who believes you should always be attempting to better yourself. You never know when a learning opportunity is going to come around, and you should always be in a position to say, this would be a great time for me to improve myself. That being said, I do love the idea of milestones and transition points in our lives. And I do think the resetting of a calendar provides a unique opportunity for us to really look at some aspects of our photographic lives and creative life and figure out how to improve on that in the future. One of the first things I think is important in that is to look back at what happened in 2017. Looking back at where you were January 1st of 2017 and where you ended up on December 31st, 2017. I think if you start to look at where you were in your creative practice, where you were in your photographic practice, the skills you've acquired, the experience and wisdom you've acquired over the past year, I think you'd be surprised at how much you've actually accomplished. Because I think it's really easy for us to always be thinking forward about what we don't know and what we don't have and how we can't do something. And we forget that every day we pick up our camera, every day we create a new photograph, every day we print a new photograph, we are learning. We are getting better at our craft. We're getting better at our art. We're getting better at our experience of telling stories in the world through photography. So to look back and recognize all of the amazing things you actually got done in the last year, I think is a huge, huge thing you should do to start the new year. It would be advantageous, I think, for you even just to write down all that you accomplished. Think about all the skills you got in the darkroom or you got in Photoshop or Lightroom. Think about how much better you got with your camera. Maybe you learned some studio lighting. Maybe you learned how to make better portraits. Maybe you got out and photographed one of the landscapes you've always wanted to photograph that's been on your bucket list. Whatever it is, take a few moments to acknowledge just how much you accomplished last year. For me, I know it was a year of personal struggle. We had a lot of family issues. You know, I lost my little brother. We had a lot of things happen. But yet, if I look back at the year as challenging and as emotionally difficult as it was, for me, it was a really amazing year from a creative standpoint and from a photographic standpoint and from a teaching standpoint. I got to teach again at Photoshop World. I got to teach for Creative Live 3 different times, and I'm going to get to teach them again here next week. So it's a really cool opportunity for me to look back and realize just how much I actually got done, even in what was the most emotionally difficult year of my life. I think there's so many things that can come from looking back and really being honest with yourself about what you've learned, because one of the things that will do is start to fill the tank of your creativity, because you'll start to give yourself the reward of recognizing all that you accomplished. I think one of the other things that you can do to start the new year, which I think is really important and really effective, is to start to look at how you spend your time and spend your money photographically. One of the things that I think we do a lot is we spend time trying to figure out how we should allocate our time and how we should allocate our money to get the most out of our photography, whether that be equipment, training, trips, skill building, whatever it is. but to really hone in on and figure out how are you going to spend your money and how are you going to spend your time and to do that now. Because one of the things that will do is that will help you not get into gear acquisition syndrome. It will help you not desire things later on down the road because you'll have set up early on about how you want to spend that time and money. And if the money and time isn't being spent towards that opportunity, it's a way for you to step back and reevaluate whether or not that really is something you need. One of the other things I would encourage you to do, and this is one of the things I say try this year because I'm an optimist at this point, but one of the things I'm thinking about doing is, you know, when we look at equipment, when we look at skills, when we look at things, is I'm going to think of things in pairs and I'm going to pick two at any given point of not acquiring a lot of gear. I'm going to do myself two large purchases or two small purchases or two skills in a given month. So instead of trying to figure out all sorts of different things, I'm going to hone in on just a couple of things and really try to hone those. So whether that's figuring out how to better pose people for portraiture work or how to better use my studio lights when I'm on location, or maybe it's just a return back to figuring out some of the pieces in my historical processing that I know how to do, but I don't feel like I've really honed the skill set on, to come in and figure out what are those one or two things that I could work on in the coming year that would really hone my photographic skills and my photographic quality and enjoyment, and then focus on those. Because why do I want to continue to spend time on things that don't provide any level of fulfillment? So to be able to sit here in January, early January, and say, as I look forward for the coming year, what do I think I'm going to work on? What do I have an interest in? And for years, I've thought about portraiture. So I think that's one of my areas. One of the two things I'm going to focus in on is to start to do some more portraiture work. And then I have a couple of things on my bucket list of things I want to do for my wildlife landscape work, which I've never tackled before. So to take on what are seemingly two very disparate subject matters and two very disparate things I would potentially be learning is an opportunity for me to really dive in on areas of focused interest for me that I've sort of ignored over the past several years. To that same end, I think that's also going to help guide, like I said, some of the equipment purchasing decisions and some of the issues I might have around learning certain skill sets or what I need to really focus in on to make sure that I'm going to be successful at those tasks. Because if it's not in service of those two opportunities and of those things I'm going to be working on, they're probably things I should be avoiding. So if it's all of a sudden I'm looking at, oh my gosh, I've got this opportunity to learn super macro work and I can pick up a really cheap macro lens and work on that process, that's probably something I should avoid because it's not in service of what I was interested in at the time. Now, of course, I could always change my mind. That's one of the joys of the creative practice. It's one of the reasons I like picking up a camera every day, is it's a new discovery of something that might pull at me. It might tug at me to go create something I've never created before. But I would know that I need to sit there and think about, is this something that I want to replace, something I want to add, or something I want to remove? But going in with some set or some sort of plan there would help me, I think, be more effective in the long run of really actually solidifying those skills that I want to learn at this point in time. Somewhat related to that is the other thing I really like to do is in January, I like to think about all the goals for my photographic business from a financial standpoint, from a type of submission standpoint, magazines I'd like to enter, juried competitions, galleries I'd like to apply to, whatever it is. And I like to set two different types of goals. I like to set what I call hard goals and soft goals. And soft goals, well, let me back up for a second. Both of those are critical to me, and both of them are things that need to be accomplished. So a soft goal is not something that just is squishy, that if it doesn't get done, is not a big deal. The difference between a soft goal and a hard goal to me is the deadline that gets applied to them. Because once you apply a deadline to something, then it becomes something that is highly actionable because it has a deadline approaching. It has a date by which you expect something to get done. So to go down the list of all the things you want to do, like I said, you're going to pick two. I've picked two. Maybe you're going to pick four, whatever number you pick of things you want to accomplish. Around that is also a set of soft goals. So if the hard goal is by June 1st, you want a completed body of portraiture that you can then start to submit for competition, gallery, editorial. Maybe you want to do commercial work. So it's a building your commercial side of your portfolio, whatever it is. You set that goal of the first. Well, to get to that point, there's a lot of other things that need to happen. And the order those happen in and the dates those happen by may not be that critical, but you still need to know what those are. And I call those the soft goals. So one of the other things I like to do is to sit down and figure out what is truly a hard goal and what is a soft goal. And the reason I like to know the distinction between those is if I'm inadvertently putting the wrong goal as a soft goal or vice versa, I could end up missing the bigger picture. And one of the things that in my photographic practice that I've learned is that the bigger picture is critical to the success long term. You have to keep your eye on something more than the individual pixel. You have to see the full frame. Seeing that full frame of the image is what allows you to figure out the story, the idea, the feelings that you want to translate into your work. If you set the wrong goal, you could end up too narrow focused and going the wrong direction and not being as successful as possible. So by starting with what is it that I ultimately want to accomplish in the next 6 months or in the next year, and then what are all the things around that that are smaller steps to helping me get there, in there I could find a hard goal. I might say that, oh, by March 1st, I actually need to have completed some level of training or some level of practice so that I can meet that January 1st goal of having a commercial portfolio of portraiture ready. And other goals such as learning skin retouching, well, maybe that's just something I can learn over 6 months and I don't have to know that because it's an evolving skill that I'm going to continue to refine month over month, that stays as a soft goal. So instead of putting that hard date in there, it's not as critical. But separating those, I think, is something really important for us to be able to continue to be successful, to continue to be able to learn. Because ultimately, I think what the goal is to return back to the beginning of this, we want to be able to be at the end of 2018 and look back at really all that we've accomplished and how easily we accomplish things and how much better we are as a photographer. And by having some sense of a hard accomplished goal and the underlying support of that from those softer goals, I think you'll find that 2018 could be one of your most successful years. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful start to the new year. I know for a lot of people, like I said, it's a massive time of transition, and for other people, it's not so much. But as you look at what you're doing and how your creative life is, I do think this would be a great time to assess what you're doing and really think about how you could set yourself up to be the most successful for the next 4, 6, 12, 18, 24 months. One little side note from a technical standpoint, do not forget to change your copyright on your photography, whether that's in Lightroom or in your camera, wherever you're stamping your copyrights. Those should have said 2017. You want to go ahead and make those up for 2018 so that you can make sure you're not having to fix that later. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes, Google Play, and the thousands of places that podcasts are played. Have a great start to the new year, and I will see you next time.